All right, today is going to be a fun one. This is something that I get excited about. It's called insight selling and get your customers to chase you. Now, if you know my style, it's all about, providing value, insights, and doing the work to make that stuff look easy, right? So today is about insight selling. A lot of people ask me, how do I promote? How do I market? How do I sell? And the easiest way is to build your insight. So let's get started on this post, and hopefully this helps you seeing where you're making the mistakes in your process. So here we go. When you speak to your customers, are you known as a resource or a nuisance? I get questions often about selling to today's informed customer. Usually, these are the excuses. They just want the best price. They already have the answers. They don't want to meet with me to discuss options. They won't return my calls. They're not interested. Well, you know my motto is, it's not that they're not interested, it's that you're not interesting. So get interesting. Let's go through some of the ways to break through these barriers and learn what's really happening. Now, P.S., if you're opening this in an email, make sure you can see the images. They're lovely. Gone are the days of salespeople being the gatekeepers of information and customers and having to call them to get the details. Customers today are more informed than ever and are hypersensitive to being pitched. And we can all smell salespeople from a mile away, and all of this means two things. Selling has changed dramatically over the past decade, and selling is never going away, but the door is wide open for a new breed of salesperson to flourish. 87-13 is the new 80-20. Now, anyone in sales knows the Pareto principle. 80% of the sales comes from 20% of the sales force. This has been a long-standing figure and used to illustrate the difference between high performers and the rest. Now, the research is showing that that number has shifted to 87-13. With all of this information, sales training, processes, and systems at our fingertips, why do only a handful of sales professionals succeed? The best in the field succeed because of their preparation, adding value to the customer, and providing insights. Most amateur salespeople work on product knowledge, closing techniques, and just going through the numbers. If you want to get to the next level and make sure you're in the top 13%, keep reading. Let's talk about the complex sale, and let's first understand what that is. There's a massive difference between the old school transactional sales process and today's multi-step information overload complex sale. Essentially, a complex sale is any time you have more than one step. That is, it takes more than one meeting to get the deal done. And complexity comes into play because the customer is making the decisions in the intervals between the meetings with the salesperson. But often, I see that the salespeople are trying to go for the transactional sale every step of the way. You may be just plain annoying to your customer. In a complex sale, the customer goes through a series of decisions, and your job is to help facilitate good discussions, not be simply a source of information. You see, today, buyers are 60% through the buying process before they engage with a salesperson, but the majority of customers still want to interact with salespeople. What does that mean your role is then? Well, it's to add value to the process your customer wouldn't normally be able to get on their own. Next one is educate the market. Okay, so we know that our buyers have already begun their research and are coming up with ways to solve their problems. So what do we do about it? Well, if you're like most salespeople, you can fall back into trying to solve customer problems. So you wait for them to contact you and tell you they're interested in your product or service, and you go and try and uncover their needs, right? Wrong. In today's market, your customers already have a pretty good idea of what they think their needs are. If you go in and start discussing their needs, you're dead in the water. I hear so many salespeople tell me that they are a problem solver. Don't be a problem solver. Be a problem finder. That is what the best salespeople do. Your job is to take a deep look at the customer situation, and instead of trying to be the best choice when they start the sales discussion, get in their head way before they're even thinking about it. Don't wait for the customer to figure out they need you. Find a way to show them they have a problem. To do this, it will take some preparation, research, and planning. You want to be so good at understanding what's going on in your customer's world that they try and hire you to be on their executive team. In today's selling environment, you want to be the first one they call when they're looking at problems, opportunities, or need help seeing around corners. If you educate your customers in this way, you create sales conversations that aren't available to your competitors. If you wait for customers to understand their problems first, and I use the term understand loosely, then you put yourself in a competitive environment where often price becomes the issue. Educating customers gives you more non-competitive deals, higher average deal size, and price becomes completely less relevant. Preparation makes it look easy. Now, I was interviewed last week by Dr. Isaac Jones for his High Performance Summit, and he's been interviewing some of the most influential and successful people from around the world, behavioral scientists, Olympic athletes, NLP masters, and billionaires. I was fortunate enough to be on his panel, and we discussed success habits, science of the mind, change, and personal development. In our talks, he said the one common theme from every high performer is that they prepare. They do all the hard work to make it look easy. They understand that success does not come by accident. It requires focus, process, and consistency. The little things each day that all add up. So ask yourself in your sales process, when was the last time you did some deep level research into your industry? What about your customer's industry? How about behavioral change and influence? Do you study and practice your connection skills and ability to communicate effectively? How well can you persuade and move people? These are the questions that every professional must ask themselves, and there's a reason that only a few people are at the top of their game. Not magic, not charisma, and they sure weren't born with it. They prepared. If you want some mind science goodness, check out my 4-part series on why we make decisions based on emotions. There's a link there. It will help you get some serious focus. Now, give amazing insights. This is a big one. So what would you do? What should you provide insights on, you might ask? Insight selling is about first looking at the customer you're dealing with and putting yourself in their shoes. What are the most important items on their list right now? What is pressing? What economic drivers do they look at? And what do you think they're concerned about most? We have all heard the question, what keeps you up at night, which has been used to death in customer conversations. And buyers really are sick of being asked that. Well, your questioning skills are very important. Read my post and video on using spin selling. To do a better job, start asking yourself what keeps your customers up at night. Sit down and put yourself in their shoes. Imagine what their world looks like. When they go into meetings, what would they discuss and what are the challenges and potential landmines they don't see? Now, find ways to uncover those landmines and determine ways you could uniquely solve them. This is what the true sales superstars do. They make it their mission to go in search of opportunities for their customers, not themselves. And guess what? Their customers call them when they want answers. So it's not about getting your calls returned. It's about making sure that when you call, you have some value to offer your clients. This may seem like a big process and a lot of work, and well, it is. But the reward of massive success is yours for the taking if you're willing to do the work. If you're going to build insights into your process, start with the area with the broadest scope and then work your way towards the individual. Well, what can you provide insights on? Here's 5 areas. Start big. Start with the economy. What insights can you provide your customers on the economy and what's happening in the world? What are the trends that would affect them? What ways are consumers different today than they were 10 years ago? One example is that since the economic crisis, we're now seeing more businesses moving away from maintenance mode into aggressive growth mode and increasing spending. More of your customers' customers are looking at making purchases today than they were 5 years ago. Look at your customer's industry, so dig a little bit deeper. What can you tell them about the competitive landscape they're in? What are their customers doing that they may not see? How can you help them better understand the supply chain they're part of? What partnership opportunities could you help them identify? Then you go a little bit deeper, a little bit tighter. Their organization. Can you take a hard look at the way your customer operates and find ways they could better optimize their systems? Could there be resources you could provide their teams? Is there perhaps technology that they could find useful? Do you see any redundancies or efficiency challenges? I do a lot of work looking at cause and effect issues in my clients' organizations. We look at the processes and systems and see around the corners and into the future. Spelling it out for my clients gets them to see things they didn't before and opens up a dramatically new dialogue and opportunity. Then you go a little bit deeper. The roles of the people. Now you start to get to the heart of it. When you look at your customer's business, can you see who the tribal leaders are? Do you know who would be the most influential in helping further your discussion? How can you add value and speak the language of the entire team? Now, one of the trends that I'm seeing is that more decision makers are deferring to their teams to make decisions, and it's up to you to gain widespread acceptance from many different people. To do this, you must know all the interdependencies across the teams and what's important to them. And then the deepest one is the role of the individual. So building on that previous point, you must understand what drives the person you're speaking with. How can you understand their fears and desires better than they understand themselves? If you want to know what keeps them up at night, get into bed with them, metaphorically speaking, of course, but your choice. Before your next meeting with your client, can you imagine what a day in their life feels like? What stresses them out? And what would absolutely change the course of their day? What undesirable effects happen to them day in, day out? And when you start to see those questions and create an empathetic mindset, you'll quickly start to see how you're going to position your products and services from their eyes. And lastly, add value for the win. As we've covered, customers today don't want to hear from you unless you are interesting and add value. But they don't want to, and they don't want to build relationships with you. But you can earn the relationship by demonstrating crazy amounts of value to them. So what resources can you provide? How can you ease their concerns? Who can you connect them with? How can you simplify their lives? And what can you learn from behavioral science that helps you better connect with them? When you walk in the room or call your customer, do they scurry away from you or run towards you? That is the true test. Even if they don't buy from you, remember this quote from Mother Teresa: never let anyone leave you without being better or happier. How can you be someone in your community, in your supply chain, in your family, who is always known as a trusted expert, a resource, a giver, and an influencer? It takes hard work to get there, but you will reap massive rewards and sell with more joy. So I hope this helps you sell more, get more calls returned, and make customers chase you. Leave those comments. Let me know I can help your business. And really, this is a big one for a lot of people. If you can start to look at your customers and their customers' customers and find those insights, you'll completely change the way that you do business. And it makes your life so much easier and so much fun. So I hope that helps. And stay tuned for more like this. This is something that I really love. Talk to you soon.